listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.
Hi, this is Michael Siggins, publisher of Channel Pro SMB. Welcome back to the MSP Business in a Box series of podcasts. My guest for the series is Eileen Rozoff, president and CEO of the Launchpad. Thanks for joining us today, Eileen.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's great to be here.
So, Eileen, you developed a novel approach to building a successful managed services practice with your franchise model. Please tell us a bit about that.
Sure. I guess to start, a little history about the Launchpad. Launchpad was founded in 1992, and we are a managed IT services and also a web services provider focused on small and medium-sized businesses. Our decision to move into IT service franchising was really driven for us by a passion for the industry and also a desire to help other IT service companies and entrepreneurs who are interested in technology to succeed and to excel with the managed service model. Our concept with this was to have a true business in a box, whether it was for a startup company or for an existing IT service provider to take the business to the next level.
Oh, great. Thanks, Eileen. And in today's podcast, our topic is fanatical service delivery, where closing a deal is just the start. So obviously, the world of IT, consistent service delivery is a make-or-break proposition. So what's the secret sauce that the Launchpad's business-in-a-box franchise model brings to the table, Eileen?
Secret sauce, yeah, I love that expression. So the secret sauce, really, the key to client retention is based on your ability to deliver service consistently. You know, that's the sauce right there. Managed services are completely process-driven, and profit is dependent on efficiency. That's the bottom line. This is where the rubber meets the road. All the work getting to the point of client acquisition is in vain if the clients aren't being retained for several years. So the cost of acquiring in a managed service practice is even higher than the cost of acquiring in a standard transactional business model. If we're not retaining clients, that's going to be the end of the business. That's something that absolutely has to be focused on. So our secret sauce is consistent process for consistent customer experience. My favorite expression of the ketchup goes on the burger the same way every time applies more succinctly and with more weight to this piece of the business than any other piece. The framework for successful delivery of client services is that, and it really is the framework for successful franchises.
Okay, and now what do you think might be any particular challenges or mistakes that you see for MSPs when it comes to customer experience?
Right, so we've kind of learned the hard way and been through this ourselves, and the biggest mistake that we see, our own experience and what we hear as well in the industry, is not understanding that managing the customer experience starts with the very first interaction and properly setting expectations through the sale process. It's not a transactional sale, so it's not like you're going to do the sale and go away. I mean, it's even different than selling systems that you might be servicing over time. You're going to be intimately involved with the client's daily existence, and I can't emphasize enough that this sets the stage for every interaction going forward. If something negative happens in the beginning of the sale process, that carries through every time we've seen that. Even if it's something that seems relatively minor, an expectation that wasn't set correctly, a bad feeling that got left, you're going to pay for that mistake for a long time. So if in this initial process the client perception is tainted, everything becomes an experience makeover going forward, and it's a tough way to start the race.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, in the managed service delivery model, keep in mind that we're going to be built for distance, not for speed, and really carefully manage that beginning, we're going to set the stage to make it a lot easier for ourselves going forward.
Okay, and then always a good toolbox will make that much easier as well. So tell us about, for the RevitUp Business in a Box franchise system, what do you offer in terms of tools or systems for managing that client experience? Can you give us a little overview of that?
Sure. Sure. So in the high level, what we're really looking to offer our franchisees is a packaged process management backend that is a structured implementation process which is guided by our franchise solutions team. So each franchisee receives a complete service package when they become part of our system. That includes workflow, it includes ticket templates, service board design, manuals with documented processes and procedures, and, of course, most importantly, a system of accountability for their team. So, for example, we have a templated system for new client onboarding. I think currently we have 67 steps in that process. And it sounds like a lot. Some of them are really simple, like sending out a welcome email. They're all pre-formatted, all the way through a customer deployment checklist that is part of the training experience that has to be signed off on. And we have checks at every piece, every step along the way, depending on who is part of that. And some of it, it's the service delivery team and the client solutions team, but some of it is marketing, some of it is sales, some of it's accounting. And each group in that process has to have accountability and has to make sure that that piece is complete before we move on. Another really important element of this consistent service delivery is the pre-built ticketing that we do. So not only do we have pre-built templates that step you through the process of new client onboarding, but we have pre-built templates for almost every common service delivery issue that comes up. They're really simple things that happen on a phone day to day, and they don't take a lot of templating to go through, but there are things that have 5 to 10 steps, and that seems simple enough, but if it's not done the same way every time when you're dealing with a different person, that's a place where the process and the system and the experience can break down, so we eliminate that. We have very carefully designed workflow to ensure the best service result. So, for example, automatically on certain types of tickets, and these are all, you know, remote support, very common kind of issues, within 48 hours on a certain set of tickets, there automatically is an activity reminder generated to do a follow-up phone call. There is automatically an activity reminder set in place to do a follow-up email on certain instances or to do a check-see and a look back on certain instances. So again, it's the very recipe-ed approach to even the most basic service issues. Staff training manuals. You know, we don't make long staff training manuals, but we make staff training manuals that people spend a lot of time in and that get reviewed on a regular basis. When we do our weekly meetings, whether it's with sales or marketing or with, in this case, the service team, we pick a different element that we focus on as a review each week, and those kinds of things are subject to feedback, subject to constant fine-tuning. So each of our training documents is really a living, breathing, dynamic manual that is going to grow as we grow in our knowledge and our experience as a company. Ongoing best practice training and support. Part of our mandate here, and this has really made a big difference, we implemented this about 5 years ago. Every department gets assigned and serviced, particularly along with the certifications they have to do, a training module set at the beginning of each month. They have to submit that to the department head, and they have some choices, they have some electives, and then they have some core modules. It's not something that takes them 20 or 30 hours outside of work. It's designed to take about 5 or 6 hours outside of work, and it's focused on a particular topic that we've identified that everybody needs either brushing up on or that maybe it's a new product introduction. That's made a big difference because everybody is really focused on staying abreast of not only existing information but new information.
Okay, and if there was one, you know, you keep talking about recipes and ketchup and franchise models, which is making me very hungry, by the way. But if there was, in this recipe, if there was one ingredient that you could identify as being like that critical ingredient that makes it makes it come out the right way, what would that ingredient be?
If we had to make that analogy, we would say process. You know, it's process is the thing that we always hit on here. What makes the customer experience work is that process. It's the key to success. It's the same step through each time.
Well, thanks so much for all of these insights, Eileen. And where can our listeners go for more information?
Visit the website, which is launchpadonline.com. And the franchise section of the website is /franchise IT now, and the I and the T are capitalized.
Please join us for our next podcast in a series, The Wrapping, the marketing strategies and packaging the offerings and automating your marketing delivery system.
You're listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.